This is topic 2.2. Explain how models such as the fluid mosaic model of cell membranes are interpretations of data used to develop scientific explanations of the structure and properties of cell membranes. We know through research now that cell surface membranes are partially permeable, they allow recognition, they allow communication. There's in organelles, improved efficiency of cell functions, increased surface area, and the ability to form vesicles. Now, in the early 50s, when electron microscopy was first starting to be used, scientists noticed that the membrane they had previously thought was a single structure was actually a double layer. And it was believed to be a phospholipid bilayer that was bound by proteins. Better electron microscope techniques have now placed the proteins within the bilayer itself. Fluid mosaic model was proposed in 1972. The bilayer is fluid because the phospholipids are able to move, and the proteins are scattered through the bilayer like a mosaic and can move through it. We've got a polar substances entering cells less readily than non-polar substances. That suggests that there is something non-polar in there. Freeze etching studies show that when a membrane's fractured along the midline, the proteins can be found on and in the lipid bilayer. And if you fuse a mouse and human cell, then you end up with equal distribution of the mouse and the human proteins. So this has backed it up. Now, the structure is believed to be a glycerol molecule, so that's your propan-1,2,3-triol, with two fatty acid chains. And where the third one would be, it's rotated round, and we've got a phosphate and polar group head. The tails, the fatty acid chains, are nonpolar and hydrophobic. So that means that they actively try to orientate themselves away from water. And the heads, being hydrophilic phosphate groups, are polar and orientate themselves towards a polar fluid such as water. Cytoplasm and interstitial fluid are both polar substances, so the heads will face out and the tails will face in, and you end up with a double layer. Okay. The cell membrane itself, the tails are between about 1.25 and 1.75 nanometers long. The glycerol molecule takes up about 0.3 nanometers, and the polar head about 1 nanometer. Okay, so it's quite thin here. As well as the proteins, well, we have peripheral proteins which sit on the surface of the cell membranes. And we've got integral proteins which sit within it. Okay, whether they sit all the way through or part the way through is up to their particular structure. Cholesterol's there to hold together the membranes. Carbohydrates sit in and around the membrane itself. You'll find glycolipids and glycoproteins, so mixtures of carbohydrate chains and proteins and lipids. So some of these molecules help with recognition and communication. Some of them may be receptors for hormones. Some of them may be effectively recognition proteins and other substances. You'll find, as well as the bilayer sheet of the cell membrane and organelle membranes, you'll find liposomes and vesicles and micelles. Don't confuse micelles with lipoproteins, and don't worry too much about them. The membrane is a barrier against most water-soluble substances. It controls the ones leaving and entering the cell and allows communication and recognition. That's everything you need to know about the membrane in a nutshell.